This tongue-in-cheek post offers a playful look at the unlikely pairing of Trump and Vance, capturing the spirit of American politics with a dash of humor. Ladies and gentlemen, gather round for the tale of two unlikely heroes, or maybe anti-heroes, in the grand saga of American politics. It's the story of the outlaw and the hillbilly, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, riding into the 2024 election on a wave of controversy, nostalgia, and more than a little Appalachian grit. The outlaw rides again. Once upon a time, in the land of red ties and gold-plated escalators, there was a man named Donald Trump. Known for his flair, his bravado, and his unique relationship with facts, Trump was no stranger to controversy. But in this new chapter, he's taken on a new persona, the outlaw. Yes, folks, Trump has become the political equivalent of a Wild West gunslinger, only instead of duels at high noon, he's battling it out in courtrooms across the country. Convicted felon? Who, Trump? The man who once declared he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose any voters, vid clip, has now found himself in the legal crosshairs. But don't count him out just yet. After all, in the Wild West, the outlaw always had a few tricks up his sleeve. Besides, a little legal trouble never hurt an election campaign, right? Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Hillbilly Comes to Town. Enter J.D. Vance, the hillbilly with a Harvard degree. Raised in the heart of Appalachia, Vance chronicled his rise from a dirt-poor upbringing to the hallowed halls of the Ivy League in his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. But don't let the fancy education fool you. J.D. is as Appalachian as moonshine and mountain music. In this duo, Vance plays the role of the rugged, homespun philosopher, part Andy Griffith, part Daniel Boone. His background gives him the folksy charm that Trump's brash New York style lacks. Together, they're like the political version of The Odd Couple, except instead of bickering about dirty dishes, they're sparring over who gets top billing on the campaign posters. A campaign for the ages. So, what happens when you put an outlaw and a hillbilly on the same ticket? Pure, unadulterated political theater, that's what. Imagine the rallies. Trump, pacing the stage, throwing out zingers like a stand-up comic on Red Bull, while Vance stands beside him, offering wisdom from the hills, or at least the parts that make for a good soundbite. And the campaign slogans practically write themselves. Make America great again, even if we have to do it from jail. From the Appalachian Mountains to the big house, we've got you covered. Hillbilly elegance meets outlaw swagger. Vote 2024. The road ahead. As this dynamic duo rides into the election sunset, one can only wonder what adventures await. Will Trump's legal woes turn him into a folk hero, a la Robin Hood, stealing votes from the rich and giving them to, well, himself? Will Vance's Appalachian wisdom resonate with voters tired of politics as usual, or will he be left strumming a banjo on the campaign trail? One thing's for sure. This ticket is one for the history books, or maybe the tabloids. So grab your popcorn, folks, because the 2024 election will be the wildest ride since the Hatfields met the McCoys. Until then, keep your boots muddy and your sense of humor close, because it's going to be one heck of a show.